The name of the patient for Dr. Oliveros is Mrs. Cynthia Melloners. The first name, Cynthia. And the last name is M like in Mike, E, U like in uniform, L like in Lima, E like in Echo, N like in November, E like in Echo, R like in Roger, S like in Sierra. The patient has been referred to the practice because of the possibility of polycystic kidney disease. This is the clinical case of a 62-year-old white female that is living in assisted living facility, Balmoral, B-A-L-M-O-R-A-L. That Balmoral, that where she has been for the last year. The patient states that is not of his likings. The food is salty, and those are the impressions from the very beginning. She had visits to the hospital because of chest pains, because she has significant coronary artery disease and peripheral vascular disease. A CT angio was done on June the 13th of 2023. And this CT angio on the chest showed the presence of multiple stents, not only in the coronaries, but apparently in the thoracic aorta. And she has a moderate left cortical atrophy with 1.2 centimeter cyst in the upper pole, and another one in the middle of the kidney that is 0.8 centimeters. Later on, in May 17 of 2024, the patient had an ultrasound of the abdomen. The right kidney is 12.6 centimeters in length. Images in the kidney reveal cysts, the largest measured 2.5 centimeters. In the left kidney is 11 centimeters in length, and there is also presence of several cysts. The largest one is 2 centimeters. In other words, the patient has a cystic disease of the kidney with a kidney function that is completely normal. In April of 2024, the patient had a creatinine of 0.75 and an estimated GFR of 90.1, a urine analysis that fails to show activity in the urinary sediment and no evidence of proteinuria. The patient has CKD2 following lumbar arteriosclerotic heart disease with multiple stents followed by the cardiologist. The patient has an aneurysm of the thoracic aorta, following lumbar hyperlipidemia that is under control, following lumbar hypertension that is under control. Diastolic systolic blood pressure is 118 and diastolic 71. At this point, I am going to return the patient to the referral source. There is no evidence of polycystic kidney disease. We are not going to provide any follow-up or any more appointments. Thanks a lot for the referral. I spent 20 minutes reviewing the prior history, the admissions to the hospital, the workup that has been done, and 30 minutes with the patient, and in the documentation, 8 minutes.